used to be. There's still a little bit left of the concrete there. They showed me across the river from the government locks. There was a place on the Illinois side called the Grand Rapids Hotel and Spa. And so I came home with all that information, started looking things up on the Internet, and I found this Grand Rapids Hotel and Spa, found out that some of Al Capone's men used to come there during Prohibition and hang out there. They had a golf course, tennis courts, baseball fields, a night speakeasy, dance club. They had all kinds of things going on there, some of which were legal, and some of which weren't. But they showed me, my big friends of mine showed me across the river where that stood, and I learned about that. So, the research, I did a lot on the Internet, but I also talked to a lot of people. I went to Lyle Station, talked to Stanley Madison, who's a gentleman that probably knows as much about the history of that community as anyone. I spent 2 hours with him, toured their museum there. Just got a lot of information by talking to people from the area besides looking things up on the Internet.
Okay, now you have a couple of book signings coming up for Mystic Nights of the Wabash. Coming up, yes. April 17th, is that next Wednesday, I think it is?
That's next Wednesday at the Knox County Library.
At 6 o'clock?
That's at 6, uh-huh.
And then
I got one on April the 27th at the Pike County Library in Petersburg, and that one will be at 11 a.m. It's on a Saturday, 11 a.m. on April the 27th.
Okay, and that's at noon, right?
That's right.
Okay. Let me ask one.
Now, I might want to add that the books are on sale at the Pretty Ponies gift shop in Vincennes at 315 Main Street.
Okay.
And if local people want to buy a book before those book signings, well, they could go there and get both books. Both books are on sale there.
Okay, and can you get books at the library when they come?
I don't know if they'll have them for to loan, but I don't know if they will sell them. Oh, when I come there, they'll have the books to, they can purchase then, and of course I'll do signings there at both libraries.
Okay. Final question this morning, Dale. Is this it for books, or are you going to do another one?
I get that question all the time. After I wrote the first book, a lot of people wrote reviews on Amazon, and so I read those reviews, and some of them said, when is he going to write another one? And my stock answer was, when anybody would ask that, I would say, I put everything I knew in that one. I don't have anything left. But 10 years later, I found out I did have something left. So I will never say I would never, but right now I don't know what it would be about, but maybe something would come along and spur my imagination again.
Hey, you got to move to the 50s next, right? Got to keep moving up the ladder, I guess.
That's right, yeah.
Dale, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Congratulations on the second book. And again, here at Vincennes, you can get the book and also the signing at the Knox County Public Library next Wednesday, April 17th at 6 o'clock. Appreciate your time, sir.
That's right. Thank you very much for having me.
All righty. Stay tuned. More of the Morning Chat coming up on WAOV.
You're listening to the Talk of the Town, 97.7 FM and 1450 AM WAOV Vincennes and 97.3 FM WAOV Washington.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. It's the first ever criminal trial of a former president. Donald Trump's at a courthouse in New York City for the start of jury selection.
There is no case, and they've said it. People that don't necessarily follow or like Donald Trump said this is an outrage. This case was brought.
He's accused of falsifying business records to cover up hush money payments before the 2016 election. The judge in the case denies a defense team request to recuse himself over his daughter's consulting work for Democrats. No word yet on any potential motive for a stabbing at a church in Sydney, Australia.
A number of people, including the bishop, were stabbed during a service at Christ the Good Shepherd Church. The horrifying footage was being broadcast live on their YouTube page at the time. Police say at least four were injured and the suspect was arrested.
Fox's Stephanie Bennett. None of the injuries are said to be life-threatening. Six people were stabbed to death at a shopping mall in Sydney on Saturday. That suspect was shot and killed by police. America's listening to Fox News.
From the WAOV News Center, I'm Tom Lee reporting. River levels will crest on area rivers this week. The first and largest will be on the White River at Edwardsport. The White will reach about 6 feet over flood stage by tomorrow. The White River at Petersburg, 5.5 feet over flood stage on Friday. The Wabash at Vincennes is now at 2.5 feet over flood stage and will stay at that height through the week. Downriver at Mount Carmel, floodwaters will be cresting about 3 feet over flood stage this week. Drivers are reminded to watch out and avoid driving over flooded roads. Those in low-lying areas should watch for high water. Well, starting today and running through April 19th, Pike Gibson Water will be conducting spring flushing from Pike Central to White Oak and down State Road 61 to County Road 75, also flushing from Petersburg on State Road 57 southward toward Gleason. And Wednesday will mark the first of two book signings for local writer Dale Glenn. Glenn will be at the Knox County Public Library at 6 that evening to sign copies of his book, Mystic Nights on the Wabash. We've got more at WAOVAM.com. I'm Tom Lee reporting for WAOV News. The WAOV forecast now from the Brian Stevens Erie Insurance Weather Center. The warmest day of the season so far, sunny and a high of 85 degrees for tonight. Some scattered rain moving in, low near 64. For tomorrow, chance of rain at 30% and a high near 80. And for Wednesday, a high near 77. It's the Morning Chat with Ed Ballinger, weekdays at 10 on WAOV.
Welcome back to the Morning Chat with Ed Ballinger here on 97.7, 97.3 FM and 1450 AM. As, of course, we start with the Addams Family theme, which means we're going to be talking about the upcoming Lincoln production of the Addams Family. And first of all, Gretchen Bruner, good morning.
Good morning, Ed. Thanks for having us.
How are you doing today?
Doing great. The sun is shining and it's show week and we're fabulous.
Oh, it is go week, isn't it?
It is go week, right.
All right. Okay. The Addams Family.
The Addams Family. Wednesday Addams gets married.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is.
Okay. When did you decide to do this play?
Last year when we were looking at shows to do, Of course, we did Mean Girls last year, and how do you follow up Mean Girls? And so we found Addams Family, and we knew that we had the cast that could pull it off, and the kids, I think, seemed very excited about it, and it seems like it's been a quick production time. It seems just like a few short weeks ago, it was the end of January, and we were casting and starting, but we're ready to rock and roll and see what happens.
Okay. All right. You brought along Wednesday, that's Cheyenne Kelly, right?
Yes.
Good morning, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Well, fine. Is this the part you wanted?
Yes.
Is it really? What drew you? Have you seen the Addams Family before? Or?
Yeah, I really like her attitude. So
she's a little sassy, yes.
A little?
A little sassy, yes.
Okay, well, good, okay. And you brought, of course, you can't have the Addams Family without Morticia.
That's true.
Okay, Elijah Ann Cohen, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Pretty good, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Is this what you wanted?
Absolutely.
We got confident young ladies in
we
here.
We sure do, yes.
I forgot to ask, Cheyenne, what grade are you in?
I'm in ninth grade.
You're a freshman?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, Elijah Ann?
I'm a junior.
Junior, okay, all right. So you're sitting yourself, saying to yourself, I got these girls back next year, too.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
All right, good. All right, let's get back to the Addams Family. All right, it's really interesting because it's been a television show. It's been a movie.
It's been on Broadway.
It has. And even, is it Netflix? It has
The Wednesday, yes. Yeah. There's been a whole, like, rebirth.
Right.
And rejuvenation of the Addams Family trademark or characters and such.
See, when we're growing up, though, you know, we think of, you know, to me, Thing. And
right, and absolutely.
Things like that, you know,
yes.
And the family, but Wednesday all of a sudden got...
Little Wednesday is all grown up. Pretty soon she'll be Thursday, and I believe that's one of the lines that her father says. But, yes, the whole thing goes from the Adams family meeting Lucas Beinecke's family, which is the boy that Wednesday is engaged to, but she doesn't want to tell her mother because she knows her mother's going to be upset, and just kind of all the crazy, kooky things that would go through with the Adams family engagement. And that's what you're going to see on the stage.
My favorite character growing up watching the Adams family, Lurch.
Well, we have Lurch.
But was my favorite by far.
Yep.
I mean, he was my favorite.
Absolutely.
You know, and of course, we grew up at a time where you had the Adams family and the Munsters.
And the right.
And, you know, right. Which one did you like? Well, I liked them both.
Yeah, they were different, even though they were very same, okay. Similar. But yeah.
All right. Now, before you decided to do this, had you seen the Broadway production? It's a musical, right?
Right. It is a musical. Yes. We actually had taken the kids to see Adams Family 2 years ago at Beef and Boards. And it was kind of on the list of things. Not that necessarily everything we go see at Beef and Boards, you know, is on a list. But it had been on the list of possible shows in the future. And we felt like this was the year to do it. So the team said, let's go for it.
Okay. Now, Cheyenne, let me ask you about Wednesday. All right?
Yeah.
Okay. She's really, I want to say complex. Is that a good word to describe?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. She's a little eerie.
Yes.
Okay. Maybe misunderstood.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. What do you like best about her?
She is very, like, dark and mysterious sometimes, and then she's talking about how she's, like, getting pulled in a new direction, and she's just, like, changing a lot throughout this musical, so.
Okay. Yeah. So do you go from, like, good to bad changing?
I go from, like, dark to, like, bright and
okay.
Happy.
Because she's in love.
Oh, all right, okay. Now, Elijah, let me tell you something. When it came to the Addams Family, Morticia was the smartest one. Okay, she was the brains behind the organization. Is that the way you feel?
Yes, yes.
Okay, do you feel like you're the brains behind this whole thing?
Absolutely.
Oh, I love it. Oh, man. Okay, she scares me.
Yeah, trust me.
Well, I mean, had you seen the Addams Family before this?
Yes, yes.
The show, the movie, or?
All of it, the musical, the movie.
Okay, all right. So, yeah. I mean, so you were ready to do this.
Oh, yeah. Had a good idea.
Okay. Have you been in plays before?
Yes.
All right. Cheyenne, have you been in any of the plays before in middle school?
Mm-hmm.
What were you in?
My first ever play or musical was James and the Giant Peach. And then just last year, I was in Matilda.
Matilda. Okay. Yeah. All right. Who were you in Matilda?
I was just Lavender.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. And, well, Jan, you've been in other plays, right?
I've been in Mean Girls, and we did...
What were you in Mean Girls?
Janice.
Okay. All right. All right. So you got experience here.
And, oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Is it a big cast?
We have 30.
Well, you got a big family.
No, yeah.
It's not a small family.
Well, and all the ancestors are part of it as well. And we have Elijah Ann being the leader, did recruit a few new faces for us, which that's always fun to have new faces on stage with us. And so it's a wonderful cast. They're all very complimentary and helpful with each other, and it's fun to rehearse with them.
And I'm going to be honest, Mean Girls, a branded name, Addams Family, a branded name, people know.
Right. Right. Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it's fun to do those ones that people don't know, but
right. But every now and then you got to pull out those ones that they know. So,
yeah. But this one they probably don't know from
the musical. Yeah. Yeah. And it's very different. It kind of pulls a little bit of everything in from the TV shows and a little bit from the movie, but because it is all about kind of revolves around Wednesday and her engagement and all the things that go along with that when you're in Addams. It's very interesting.
Okay. Now, who's your fiance?
Lucas Beinecke.
Okay.
He's very, strict, and he likes to stay, like, to the rules. He likes following the rules.
He's grounded.
Yeah.
He's boring.
Well, she tries to bring him out of it, so.
Okay. Only like Wednesday can, right?
Yeah.
Okay, right. This is a family show.
It is definitely a family show, yes. We do have some light effects, but we don't have strobes. We will have some fog. But, I mean, there's some adult humor, but it's definitely a family show.
Because, again, if you're going straight off the Netflix show, what is that called?
It's Wednesday. I think it's called Wednesday.
I mean, and I've seen it a few times. It's not your PG version Wednesday.
No, that's not what this
right, is about.
Right, yeah. Okay. No, I don't think it's as dark as that at all. It's very light. There are things that even last week I was like, I don't think I remember that line, and it's hilarious. There are a lot of funny things. I was quoting some things yesterday with some people, and they were like, oh, my gosh, that's hysterical. And I was like, well, you got to listen for it because that's what they say. So, yeah, definitely all ages are welcome, yes.
Okay, all right. Well, anyway, that's quite a challenging role for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Elijah, do you like to play an adult?
Yes.
Do you like being an
yes.
adult?
Yeah, okay. Yes.
Some kids don't like to play adult
right.
roles. They just, mm-hmm. oh, that's not cool being an adult.
Yes.
Oh, you're eating it up.
I'm a very headstrong person.
Well,
so.
I can tell. I'm not arguing. Did you notice that? I'm staying back, so I know better. But guys having fun with this?
Yes. Yeah, okay, a lot of fun.
Now, I'm not a big social media kind of person, but I get on once in a while. And I see you guys are going to restaurants and singing. And what's going on here? Is this something different?
We're just getting out in the community, and we have Kelso's has been great to allow us to come and sing and act out. And then Ginger Ale's is allowed us to come on Saturday, and they passed out flyers, and they had special drinks. And I believe that Ginger Ale's is also keeping those drinks through this week. So if you want to go grab a Lurch or a Wednesday or an Adams Family, and I can't remember what, Fester, I believe, grab one of those
Fester.
Drinks. But so we're just kind of reaching out and seeing how we can pull the community in as we're preparing. And so it's been fun. It was a little chilly, cool, maybe Thursday evening when we were at Kelso's, but hey, we still performed, and it was kind of a relaxed opportunity for the kids to get to sing, and it was fun. We had some people come out and see part of the performances, and we've got some things up our sleeve with Kelso's moving forward, too, and I'm sure with Ginger Ale's as well.
Yeah. I mean, it's great. First of all, it's a great restaurant.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, well, wonderful. All right, let's take a break, and we'll have more after this at WAOB.
We're DC Metal, building for life, pole barns and metal roofing. Quality is top of the line. Do it yourself or have it installed. Everything is custom made. Work home or on the farm, your metal roof or pole barn awaits. We're building for life, DC Metal.
When you think of the dentist, what comes to mind? Fear? Pain? Anxiety? Many people feel that way. But I see patients every day who describe visits as comfortable, pleasant, and relaxed. Sounds incredible, right? It is incredible, but it's also possible. I'm Dr. Brooks Green. Using sedation dentistry, I can actually make going to the dentist a pleasant experience. With either oral or IV sedation, I'll sedate you just enough to keep you totally relaxed and comfortable. Before you know it, the appointment's over, and you'll hardly remember a thing. Sedation even helps get the work done in fewer visits. And in this office, you'll get no lectures and no criticism. Total comfort, fewer visits, and no lectures? Incredible and possible.
Sedation Dentistry, changing the way Indiana goes to the dentist. Learn more by calling Dr. Green at 800-443-7131. That's 800-443-7131. Or check them out online at drgreendental.com.
Welcome back to the Morning Chat with Ed Ballinger here on 97.7 FM, 97.3 FM, and 1450 AM, WAOV. We have the cast from Adam's Family, and Wednesday Gets Married. Is that the way?
Wednesday Gets Married.
Okay,
yes.
All right. Okay, Gretchen Bruner, of course, the director, and we have Cheyenne Kelly and Elijah Ann Cohn. Cheyenne is Wednesday, Elijah Ann is Marticia, and Gretchen, you got much bigger cast, right?
We have much bigger cast. We have Michael Watry as Gomez. We have Lucas Doggett as Pugsley. Zoe Heron is Grandma. Keegan Dickerson is Fester. Carter Hagen is Lucas Beinecke. Mercedes Lowry, and this is Mercedes' first show with us in high school. She is Alice Beinecke. Lucas Lang is Al Beinecke. They're the parents of Lucas. And then we have David Brasser as Lurch. And then we have several ancestors. Help me out here, girls, if I miss one of them. Brooklyn Williams, Maddie Mincy, Journey Marinholtz, Ashlyn Reno, Hunter Davis is with us, Kiera Trujillo, Lauren Story, Jude Clark, Julianne Clark, Brooklyn Trueblood, Sam Heron, Owen Schotter, Alex Welch, and I feel like I'm missing somebody. I'm sorry if I...
Kiera.
I thought I said Kiera. Well, she got double billing then. Okay. Well, and then we have a little Wednesday in a little flashback, and that's Jalen Trueblood. So
you went to the middle school also, then.
Just for our ancestors. Okay. I think we've got six middle school kids
in
there.
Yeah, because I recognize some of the middle school kids.
Yeah, from you, kind of some for filler. So we didn't pull as many as we usually did, and that was exciting. But we've got a great high school cast, and the kids are all doing a great job.
And then, of course, you need to have a wonderful tech crew.
Oh, yeah. I've got a good tech crew. My tech kids, Jovi and Aubrey and Bridget, are up in the booth with me and running lights and sound. And Emma and then Elena Hicklin is joining us with spotlights. And Andrew and Peyton are hoisting the lock rail back there. And Elijah Ann's sister gets to be stage manager. And so Trinity kind of likes to boss her around a little bit, but I can guarantee it doesn't go very far. And Zoe Busboom is backstage with our crew, making sure that the cast gets sets on and off and everything. So yeah, it takes a small village to get these things put together. So
okay, Cheyenne, you have a solo.
Yes, it's called Pulled. She's singing about like getting pulled in a new direction because she wants to be happy, but she can't show it to her family.
Do you like to sing solo?
Yes, she has very strong vocals.
No, so. I'm talking, no. I want to know, does Cheyenne like to be solo? Does she like to sing? I don't care about Wednesday. I want to know about
like
you.
I like it,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. You feel comfortable doing that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Elijah Ann, you have a solo also?
Yeah, I have two. My first one's in Act One, and I talk about how me and my husband don't keep secrets from each other.
Who, Gomez?
Yes.
Okay.
And then in Act Two, I realize he's kept a secret from me, and that song's called Death is Just Around the Corner.
Okay. That's not a prelude, is it?
Yeah, I'm not going to say.
Okay. All right. You guys having fun with this music?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know in something like this, it's not the music you recognize, you know.
Right.
I mean, well, you do Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Yeah.
Everybody knows music from
right.
that.
Right. Cinderella or Oklahoma or Music Man. And no, those are not hints. But they, every time I say name of a musical, they always think it's a hint for next year. Trust me, it's not.
Okay.
But, yeah, you know the story and you know the premise of the Addams Family. But the music is all very catching. And there's a couple songs that I feel like we bring them into everyday conversation. There's a song that Gomez sings that's called Not Today. And so the kids will say, are we going to do such and such? And I'll say, not today. And they'll all take off singing the song. Or another one I think that we use a lot is Full Disclosure. That's the end of Act One, where the Beinekes are all at the table with the Addams Family, and something happens to Mrs. Beinecke. I'm not going to give it away, but it's Full Disclosure. It's a game that they like to play. And kind of like truth or dare, but there is no dare. It's all truth. So,
you know, the one thing is when we talk over the years, Gretchen, about especially the spring production, you deal with spring break.
Right.
This year we dealt with, you can't practice on the day of an eclipse.
Correct.
Or do anything. I mean, you have obstacles to get through.
Absolutely. And we have a lot of cast members that are not just involved in musicals. Elijah Ann was part of the Drumline. I think I had five students that were part of Drumline, and so we worked around that. I have a couple that are on academic team. We have track runners, and so we work with those, and I'm as lenient as I can be until this week. And then I'm like, we have two rehearsals, and then Wednesday night we have our preview performance. We always do a performance for the KCARC Friends group. And so they'll be there on Wednesday, and we open on Thursday. So
it's Thursday,
Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday afternoon. So
I didn't know you did Thursday. Yeah. Have you always done Thursday?
We've done a Thursday show probably the last 3 years, I think.
Not at the middle school, you didn't.
Middle school we have. Last year we did not. Four nights is just a little too much for those middle school kids.
Okay.
But we do four shows with the high school. So, we work around, hey, you know, everybody's got to go home right after school today because there's a possibility of storm. And, you know, we've had that a time or two. And then not today, but we have had that happen and the eclipse. Or we were fortunate this year that we didn't have any of those S-word days that we had to take. So we didn't miss any for that. But this cast has been, I don't know, there's just been something different about this cast. They've been, I don't know, help me out, girls.
It feels like a family. I don't feel necessarily like it's like practice.
Or work. It's not work, is it?
No, yeah. No.
And we have kind of restructured the way that we have, that we're leading things. I've actually kind of been just in charge. I'm in charge of the whole thing, making sure that it, you know, goes off like it's supposed to. But Colin Crabtree has done all the blocking this year for us. And so it's kind of freed me up to help with a few other things. And Jess Briner is doing all our costuming for us. And Kale Barmas came on board with us and has built our sets. And we've got a couple of special effect set pieces that are going to happen this year. And, of course, Kale, you know, built homes with his family as well.
Right,
so
right.
He definitely is an expert in the building area, so we're excited to have him. And Mr. Frederick, of course, came back and is helping us some backstage. But I think Elijah Ann's right. It seemed more like a family and atmosphere, and it's just been a fun experience. I thought this morning, I think Cheyenne maybe even mentioned it before school, it seems hard to believe that we're finished after this week. So it's gone quickly.
Let me ask you, have you had a chance to do a complete dress rehearsal?
Yes.
From start to finish?
Yes. We've done two, I believe, and tonight we throw makeup with them. And so we'll see how that goes. But I was really pleasantly surprised, actually, with our dress rehearsals. Fortunately, this show, there are only two characters that have any costume changes, and it's Morticia and Wednesday. So
problem girls in
right.
Here, right.
So you know, the ancestors, there aren't like a lot of costume changes like there were even with Anastasia or Mean Girls last year, where it was like, oh, how can we change this in 30 seconds? So we're fortunate there, but we're way excited about this show, and we hope everybody will go to www.vcscstars.com and click on tickets. And show dates are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. this weekend, and then Sunday afternoon matinee at 3. So you can go to church, go out, and have something to eat, and then come see the show at 3.
What's it like? I got to ask you, I don't think I've ever asked this question to any cast member, but I'm going to ask you too. What's it like the day of, on Thursday, to be at school knowing that it's opening night? Not Wednesday when you're going to be doing it in front of friends. I mean, Thursday, it's showtime, and you're at school, you're in class, you're probably looking at the clock saying, okay, I got to be back here at 5:30 or whatever it is. And how do you focus?
You don't.
Good answer. That's an honest answer. I mean, I couldn't. Not the first night, anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to get that first one in, right?
Yeah, a lot of pressure on what needs to be done and what needs to happen before
right.
We put on this production for people.
I feel like the first night is definitely the most nerve-wracking to, like, actually perform. And I think after the first night, it's going to be...
Okay. I'm not trying to scare anybody. I just want to know as a student, you know what? I mean...
That's a great question.
I mean, I've never asked it in 20-some years, but... You know, these guys, we expect all this stuff from them, but they still are students.
Right.
You know, I mean, regardless, you know, who I talk to, you guys, foremost, are students. You're not professional actors or actresses, or, I mean, it's, so, you know, that's just one of those other things you got to go. Right.
Fortunately, I think Thursday, there are a couple, there's the career fair at Lincoln, so that kind of, I don't want to say disrupts the normalcy of the day, but it's something that they don't have to focus so much on a class, and I do know they have